Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at events coming up in our tri-state region on our calendar. Coming up tonight in Salisbury, there'll be a Board of Selectmen's meeting at 5 p.m. At 6 o'clock, the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Commission will meet also. Town of Amenia, the Town Board Special Meeting Budget Workshop at the Town Hall, first floor tonight at 5:30. Region 1 Board of Education meeting tonight at 6:30. It's a Zoom meeting. That information available at the Region 1 website. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. It's a virtual meeting. More information at the Sheffield website. In Dover, New York, the Planning Board regular meeting at Town Hall begins at 7 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Canaan Board of Education, which is the Canaan Falls Village Board of Education, has their meeting at the Lee H. Kellogg School at 6 p.m. In Cornwall tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission, a Zoom meeting. At 7:30, the Board of Selectmen, also a Zoom meeting. Details at the Cornwall website. Flu shots are available coming up October 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th from 9 till 3 at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. A clinic will be held outside, weather permitting. To schedule an appointment, 860-435-0816. The Board of Education at Kent Center School has their regular meeting coming up on Wednesday, October 7th at 5 p.m. In Dover, the Zoning Board has their regular meeting on Wednesday, October 7th at 7 p.m. The next hearing on the Salisbury Housing Project will be coming up on October the 8th. More information is available at the Planning and Zoning website, salisburyct.us. This hearing was continued until 5:30 on the 8th is when it will start again. The Town of Northeast Town Board has a meeting on October 8th, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has their meeting on Thursday, October 8th at 7 p.m. A local fall craft fair happening October 9th and 10th from 10 to 4, 280 North Elm Street in North Canaan. Support local crafters, makers, and artists, sponsored by the Berkshire Makers Association. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is happening for the northwest corner of Connecticut, October 10th from 9 until 2 p.m. at the Torrington Middle School. Participating towns include Cornwall, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, Torrington, Winchester, and others. You get your permit from the town hall. The Northeast Millerton Library Holiday Craft Fair, usually held in the annex just before Thanksgiving, will instead be held in open air of the Library Memorial Garden on Saturday, October 10th from 10 until 2. The Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast Takeout is coming up October 11th at the Sharon Firehouse. It's Sunday from 7:30 until 10:30. $7 per takeout includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potato, sausage, bacon. Pre-orders should be called in at 860-364-7427. Note pickup time on the half hour if possible. Social distancing and masks are required. October 11th, Little Shop of Horrors, a drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the Movie House in Millerton, New York. Gates open at 6, introductions at 7, movie begins at 7:15. Frank Oz will be the special guest with an introduction. Tickets are per car. 52 cars can be parked. For more information, sharonplayhouse.org or themoviehouse.net. A story from the Republican American this morning. American Legion Post 44 of Bantam has honored a local Marine Corps veteran who served during the Vietnam War era in its Veteran of the Month on Saturday. The late Brian Richardson, who lived in Lakeville, belonged to the Northwest Detachment of the Marine Corps League, was a supporter of Post 44's Veteran of the Month program, was represented at the service by the All Walls Memorial in Bantam by his widow, Garrett Richardson of Easton, Maryland. Garrett presented a flag to Post 44 in her husband's memory. It'll fly over the All Wars Memorial in memory of Brian until November 7th. Richardson died February 6th. 2018, while a patient at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in New Haven. In West Stockbridge, a man whose vehicle careened off Route 41 crashing through a resident's front yard is asking that criminal charges against him be dropped because police later mailed him the citation instead of presenting it to him immediately. In a hearing last week in Southern Berkshire District Court, an attorney for Jared Niebluhm, 33 of Boston and Livingston, New Jersey, filed a motion to dismiss the charges from the March 9th accident that include speeding and operating to endanger on the basis that the state's, quote, no fix, end quote, law requires police to give drivers tickets at the time and place of the violation. The attorney also argues that a news article in the Eagle about the crash was published before Niebluhm received a citation from West Stockbridge police officer Santi Messina, and that aggravates the circumstances of the after-the-fact ticket. The judge said he would put the matter under advisement and scheduled another pretrial hearing for October 29th. The National Independent Federation of Businesses, a small business organization in Connecticut, has announced its official endorsement of Brian Oler of Canaan for the 64th House District. Meanwhile, Maria Horn announced she has won the endorsement of the Connecticut Working Families Party, which names her name will appear twice on the November 3rd election ballot as the officially endorsed candidate for both the Democratic and Working Family Parties. Horn announced that the Connecticut chapter of the Sierra Club, Moms Demand Action, and NARL also endorsed her for re-election. The National Rifle Association announced its grades for legislators in terms of supporting its positions on gun issues. Horn received an F from the lobbying group. The NRA describes a legislator with an F as a true enemy of gun owners' rights. Horn reacted to that grade by saying, "I've never been so proud of a flunking grade." Governor Ned Lamont on Thursday last week described legislation overhauling how electric utilities are regulated and creating customer billing credits for power outages as transformational. The Senate voted 35-0 in special session to send the wide-ranging bill to Lamont for his signature after the House approved the measure 134-4 on Wednesday night. Lamont saluted Democrats and Republicans for crafting the bipartisan reform package that he said will hold electric utilities accountable. In Germantown, New York, a 25-year-old man was killed after he was struck by a tractor trailer. Police did not immediately identify the victim, who was airlifted to the Albany Medical Center. The accident happened at Taconic Biosciences, 273 Hoover Avenue in Germantown, according to the police. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up the week at 27,682.81, the NASDAQ at 11,075.02, and the S&P 500 at 3,348.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.